people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I was, when I was a boy, because I was really, really fat as a kid, I didn't play sports a lot. I would play pickup football in the afternoon with my friends and stuff like that, touch football. And, you know, we would hit baseball and stuff like that. But I didn't like super exercise a heck of a lot. I sat around and read comic books and ate. And that's why I was 100 pounds overweight when I was 10th grade, 11th grade. But one of my favorite comic books was Spider-Man. I just love that idea of Spider-Man. First and foremost, Spider-Man was like me. He was, I was a preteen, but he was a teenager, supposedly. He was still in high school or getting out of high school. And he could climb buildings. He could do anything. He could catch trains. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. And so I have always loved Spider-Man. And when they did the movie, I wondered for years, when is someone going to do a movie about Spider-Man, when all the Batman movies and everything were coming out? And this was before the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man sequence, or a series of movies, rather. And when they did those, I liked them. I thought they were very true to the characters, and I enjoyed it very much. And I thought that it was a well-done series of movies, especially given the technology of the time compared to the technology of today. Now, when they came out with Spider-Man Across the Multiverse, I was like, what? It's about a young African-American boy who is Spider-Man, as well as the fact that he is one of many Spider-Men across many multiverses. And I had never really given this a whole lot of thought about multiverses, although it ties very in with any discussion of metaphysics. And that is that simultaneously, you are existing on multiple planes of existence, infinite planes of existence. And within those infinite planes of existence, you often are slightly different in only one way. Now, the reason, what brought me, stay with me, because I'm going to tie this together and I think you're going to dig it. What brought me to discuss this was the confluence of several podcasts that I was listening to. And one was talking to a guy who is one of the major writers on the new Spider-Man Across the Multiverse concept. And the other one was talking about, there is an app that you can get where you can pretend to play in the multiverse. In other words, make a decision and not make a decision. For example, let my hair grow out or continue to shave my head. The idea is that in some universe, I have already let my hair grow out to one of a variety of lengths, because there are infinite realities. Therefore, in some multiverse, I've let my hair grow out rather than continuing to shave it as I have done for the last 10 years and intend to do. So the idea is to consider that there are multiverses. Are there multiverses? I don't want to get into that discussion right now. There's some really amazing stuff with quantum physics and particles existing simultaneously in two different places that would really make you think so. But as an educational, mental, personal development exercise, the idea that there is a multiverse in which you live, take this in, in which, think of one thing, just one thing that you wish was changed in your life. Not something that you could get back, not something you could undo, but something you could change. I mean, lose 50 pounds or 10 pounds or whatever, or make a new friend, or find a new love, or have a lot of money, or manage your money great, or keep your commitment to exercise, whatever it is. I want you to think of something, okay? And then I want you to consider the idea. That's the point, the consideration of the idea that there is already a reality plane in which that is true. Let me say that again. There is already a reality plane in which that is true. We know that the challenge in our life is what we believe. Our limiting beliefs about ourselves, our limiting beliefs about the world, our limiting beliefs, period. And so when we sit down to visualize what it is we say that we want in our lives, it can be difficult to put ourselves in that situation. Visualization is the idea of putting yourself 100% sensorially into already having what it is you desire to have. And that's difficult for a lot of us because in most cases it's something we've never had before. So how then do we have that? How do we then visualize that? And what I'm suggesting is you imagine that it already exists on another plane of existence. In another multiverse, that thing is not a thing. Now, you have other things, but that thing is not a thing. And when you begin to consider a multiverse in which that is not a thing, the issue is not an issue, the challenge is not a challenge, you've resolved whatever it is. Then you are able to put yourself more into that experience and take it on in this plane of existence, which makes you an energetic match for what it is you seek. Take this in. On another plane of existence, you've already quit smoking or you've already started exercising on a regular basis. So what does life look like for that version of you? One of the interesting concepts of looking at this idea of multiverses is I listened to it, and I highly recommend there was a multiverse podcast on This American Life. That was where I got some of this. But this idea that in a multiverse, only one thing could change. In other words, like I said, I could go back to letting my hair grow out as opposed to shaving it. And so actually what I've done is let it grow, and I've gone, no thanks. And if we're struggling to bring something into our lives, if we're struggling to make a change, consider the fact that in another reality, it's a done deal. Now, what's it like to be you in that reality? Put yourself in that reality to where it's not a struggle. It's not an issue. Life is life. Life still has other challenges. Sometimes Teddy eats and sometimes Teddy doesn't. I'm talking about my dog because he can be very fastidious. But that one thing has changed. And when you begin to put yourself in there and imagine yourself there, that's how you begin to attract it into this multiverse. I want you to take this in. And I want to thank you for being with me and for clicking share. Those of you who click share, this is how we spread this positive community. And this is your opportunity to ask me any questions, make any comments that you wish. I look forward to responding back to you right now live if you're here. Oh, Kathy, I didn't realize that. Kathy, I see now that you lost a family member. I think we discussed that. And my apologies. My sincere apologies. Anyway. Going back, Heather says, good morning. Grateful for the challenges that make my life interesting. We were talking about that. Yes. Who else wants to leave a comment? Oh, grateful I'm not glitchy. Good morning. Courtney says from Montego Bay, I am grateful for putting on my pant, getting ready for the gym. Good for you. Awesome. I've got a boxing lesson in an hour. Juanita and Dominic says 46 degrees in New Berlin, Wisconsin, going on 69 today. Grateful to be done with work and put my feet up. Hey, David says, let's see. David's got a few comments here. Let's jump to his big one. On February 24th, I started my desire to with a desire to lose weight. My target is reaching 200 pounds. I started at 344, and I have aligned my desire with eating the right foods, drinking the proper things, and eventually doing a little bit of exercising. On the 77th day of the diet, I have lost more than 70 pounds. Imagine that. It is still amazing to me, and it is my adopted lifestyle. Everyone say, yay, David. That is awesome. That is awesome. I lost 100 pounds in my senior year of high school, and I understand. David, let me put things into context for you and everybody else. I've talked about this. Did you know that in 1907, when P.T. Barnum had his famous museum in New York City, he had the world's fattest man on display? That world's fattest man at the time weighed 300 pounds. We've gotten to where we just see people larger and larger and get more and more comfortable with that. And as you're finding out, buddy, it's not healthy. So congratulations. You have inspired me. Wow. Ed says, every choice I make sets the stage for a new path or a new reality. Where do I place my energy? I don't want a negative, crappy future. So I must choose positive energy for a positive reality. And sometimes, Ed, that's a difficult choice. And if we remember that in another multiverse, one of us has already made, we have already made, I have already made that choice, you have already made that choice. It makes it easier. Grateful for my work and good food and a new puppy and my family and good doctors. Kareen, you got it. Kathy says, way to go, David. Absolutely, David. Thank you so much. Way to go, David. I wonder who's going to be the first to click share and type in the word share. Thank you so much for doing that. Wow, David, that is awesome, buddy. Stay on it. We want to see you. So your goal is 200. That means that you've got another, I'm not good at math sometimes. You're halfway there? Sounds to me like you're halfway there, right? Man, that's great. That is great. Thanks everybody for being with me. And wherever you are, I send you love and light. David has clicked share. I invite the rest of you to click share when you feel like it. And thanks everybody for joining. I'm stumbling over the whole idea. I know I'm supposed to remind you to share, but sometimes it's like, I don't know exactly what I should say. How about just clicking the button and say share? Okay. Thank you. I gave myself through July 2021 to reach the halfway point. Dude, come on, David, give us regular updates. We want to know about it. This is inspiring. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I hope you've got a wonderful weekend planned. I'll be here, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.